He watched the man enter the small building surrounded by scaffolding.
Curiouser and curiouser.
The guide waited until he had closed the door behind him before she pointed the building out to the group.
Over there is the indoor chapel. It is very small inside and no doubt would only have been used on rare occasions, given the beautiful weather we enjoy here in Andalusia. Unfortunately, as you can see, the building is undergoing renovation, so I am unable to show you inside today.
The average age of the group, Ruth figured, was probably pushing late 60s, early 70s. A fair few of them looked older than he did, which he appreciated. The group moved on, the guide ushering them toward another landmark building. Rue hung back in the shadows. He really wanted to get inside that chapel. The guy in the suit was a member of the Brotherhood. He'd gone through that door. That meant Rue was going through that door too, simple as that. He fished out his phone to check in with Anya, hoping to get an idea of how far behind him she was. No signal. He'd forgotten what Oscar had said about this being a dead zone. The fact that the kidnappers had been able to broadcast from here, even for a moment, meant that they had to be using some kind of jamming device to keep them hidden from modern surveillance techniques. It also meant that no one would be able to call for help if the need arose. That suited Rue just fine. He slipped the phone back into his pocket.
Showtime.
But he had no intention of charging inside, gate-crashing whatever party they had going on. Unfortunately, there was no other obvious entrance to the chapel and no windows that offered easy line of sight from the ground. But the scaffolding would at least give him the opportunity to look inside without being seen. He walked past the door, resisting the temptation to ease it open even a fraction to peer inside. The security cameras on the chapel were much newer than any of the others he had seen, and they were trained on the door. Even from here, he could see that the black cables hadn't been bleached by the sun yet, and the plastic clips that pinned them in place were still pristine white. These cameras weren't just newer, they were brand new. The Brotherhood had increased the level of security around the chapel. It was as if they knew he was coming. He was touched. He glanced around again to be sure no one was paying attention to him, then took a step onto the ladder that led to the scaffold's first platform. He was already in the shadow of adjacent buildings and out of sight of tourists, but he wanted to be sure he was hidden from the many cameras in the area. He couldn't be sure, but he thought he was good. That would have to be enough. The first window was filthy with the grime of building work. It clearly hadn't been cleaned since long before the scaffolding had been erected. Rue pulled out a handkerchief and mopped his brow before applying the cloth to the glass. There were people inside, but a balcony running along the inside of the upper floor prevented him from figuring out how many. He tried the window, but it wouldn't budge, obviously locked from the inside. He cast his gaze downward, in case he'd been spotted, before working his way around the scaffolding and into the sun. The second window was locked too. A third was more promising. As he worked at it, he realized it was loose around the latch, not necessarily unlocked, but a bit of give allowed him to work his pocket knife into the gap and worry at the latch. The latch slipped off easily. Rue could hear chanting. He eased the window open slowly and climbed inside. He pulled the window closed behind him, not wanting to risk any ambient noise from the street outside to register with the men down there. He waited, not moving, just listening, a hand on the butt of his pistol in case someone tried to blindside him. Rue crouched lower, moving closer to the edge of the balcony. He risked a glance down through a cutout section of the balustrade to the floor below. The chanting should have been a clue. It seemed that some kind of religious or pseudo-religious rite was taking place, but the longer he watched and listened, the more sure he became that there was something strange about it. He couldn't make out the words, but the chants seemed to have more in common with a black magic mass than a liturgy. There were at least a dozen armed men in the throng, but none of them looked vigilant. They held their rifles as a medieval knight might have held his sword in a similar rite. There was a serious amount of firepower down there. Rue pulled out his gun. A curtain at the back parted. Two men joined the congregation, dragging a third man between them. There was a hood over his head. It had to be Garin. Fish in a barrel. Rue took aim, ready to fire. He felt the cold steel of a gun barrel press against the back of his head.
Give me an excuse to pull the trigger.